Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, September 24th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Georgia's commercial construction industry generates $80.9 billion in economic output and supports over 500,000 jobs. A new report commissioned by Associated Builders and Contractors of Georgia reveals that Georgia's commercial construction industry generates a massive $80.9 billion in total economic output and supports over 500,000 jobs. The industry directly and indirectly supports 549,347 full-time equivalent jobs and generated $49.2 billion in earnings for Georgia workers. The report underscores the critical role commercial construction plays in Georgia's economy, with key highlights including $17.1 billion in gross payroll and $2.7 billion in state tax revenues. Despite the industry's strength, challenges like tariffs and immigration loom large. However, with Georgia's pro-business climate and infrastructure investments on the rise, commercial construction remains a foundational pillar of growth for communities across the state. Hiram Innovations AG offers webcast for investors on the 26th of September 2025, 11 a.m. CIS. Hiram Innovations AG is offering a webcast for investors on September 26, 2025 at 11 a.m. ST. The executive board will share information on the first half of 2025 and future business development. CEO Pascal Klein and CFO Kai Winkelmann will discuss financial figures, business updates, and the company's outlook. The webcast will be in English and last for 60 minutes with a Q&A session. Hiram has revolutionized the recycling market for end-of-life tires with its innovative thermolysis technology. The company's sustainable business model aligns with climate targets, and its products have received respected certificates. For more information, visit Hiram's website. KBS sells 10-building, 484,980 TSF Class A mixed-use property in Kansas City suburb to DFW Land. KBS announces the sale of Park Place Village, a 484,980-square-foot Class A mixed-use property in Leawood, Kansas, to DFW Land. The property was owned by KBS Real Estate Investment Trust III and was strategically repositioned for enduring performance. Park Place Village features office and retail space, boutique shops, upscale restaurants, and amenities like a fitness center and rooftop terrace. DFW Land CEO Vijay Bora sees this acquisition as a valuable addition to their portfolio. Newmark reports positive absorption in the Kansas City office market, with Park Place Village exemplifying KBS's superior management. Attorneys from Greenberg Traurig represented KBS in the successful disposition of the property.
Defense News breaks Ucor Rare Metals Inc.'s TSX.V OTCQX UURAF Rapid SXTM targets RE bottlenecks with scalable solution. Ucor Rare Metals, listed on the TSX.V as EU and QX as UURAF, is leveraging its Rapid SXTM technology to address bottlenecks in rare earth element processing. This technology processes REEs at least three times faster than traditional methods, reducing physical footprint. Ucor aims to disrupt China's control of the North American RE supply chain through strategic partnerships and the development of processing facilities in the U.S., Canada, and Alaska. For more information, visit Ucor's website at www.ucor.com.
NRx Pharmaceuticals, NRxP, receives FDA approval of suitability petition for preservative-free ketamine product. NRx Pharmaceuticals has received FDA approval for its suitability petition for Keto-Free, a preservative-free ketamine product. This product is designed to eliminate toxic preservatives found in current ketamine offerings. The approval allows for the immediate refiling of the company's abbreviated new drug application. NRx is focused on reshoring sterile drug manufacturing and removing harmful preservatives. with the ketamine market estimated at $750 million. In addition to Ketafree, NRx is also developing NRx-100, a non-generic ketamine formulation for suicidal depression and PTSD.
Paradis Lagardère expands travelers' dining options. Paradis Lagardère, a leading North American airport restaurateur and retailer, partners with Plaza Premium Group to expand dining options for travelers through the award-winning wine bar concept, Vino Volo. Travelers can purchase a dining pass for $35 with an additional 15% discount for smart traveler members to access exclusive dining experiences at Vino Volo locations in nearly 30 airports in the United States and Canada. This collaboration enhances Plaza Premium Lounge users' airside dining options, introducing Vino Volo to a global community of loyal travelers. Dining pass holders can choose from specially curated set menus featuring wine flights, cheeses, gourmet appetizers, soups, salads, sandwiches, and flatbreads for a seamless pre-flight experience. For more information or to purchase a dining pass, visit plazapremiumlounge.com.
Network news breaks. New Pacific Metals Corp., NYS American, EP. Emerging as key player in Bolivia's silver belt, New Pacific Metals Corp., listed on the NYS American as NEWP and on the TSX as NEWAG, is emerging as a key player in Bolivia's silver belt. The company's silver sand and Carangas projects, discovered in the last 5 years, are among the world's largest undeveloped silver deposits, with a potential combined output of nearly 19 million ounces annually. New Pacific has three precious metal projects in Bolivia, including the flagship Silver Sand project, which has the potential to become one of the world's largest silver mines. The company is also advancing its silver-lead-zinc Carangas project and completed a discovery drill program at Silverstrike in 2022. For more information, visit New Pacific's newsroom at nn.fm/newp.
Buy the September dip, 8 ASX stocks to buy. The Australian stock market is currently experiencing a seasonal pullback, prompting investors to consider whether it's a buying opportunity or the start of something bigger. Wealth Within analysts note that healthy pullbacks of 8 to 14% are normal, with the depth of this correction impacting the strength and duration of the next bull run. Rather than panic, pullbacks should be viewed as opportunities to prepare for the next round of gains. Wealth Within offers trading courses to help traders navigate market fluctuations. Some ASX stocks to watch include AMP Limited, Woodside Energy, Pilbara Minerals, and Fortescue Metals. Beyond stock picks, Wealth Within emphasizes the importance of building trading confidence through structured systems and education. By learning to read price trends, recognize patterns, apply risk management strategies, and control emotions, investors can position themselves for success in uncertain markets.
HVAC lead generation for sustainable growth. For HVC companies caught in the cycle of pursuing leads but struggling to secure consistent bookings, Tier 1 Click specializes in guiding contractors to transition to robust HVAC lead generation systems. Their focus goes beyond clicks and impressions, developing a process that converts traffic into booked jobs and fosters long-term customer loyalty. Rather than focusing on one-time leads, they help businesses establish a year-round lead pipeline through CRM integration, automated follow-ups, reputation management, and reactivation campaigns. By nurturing leads with trust-building content, email marketing, personalized messaging, and upsell strategies, Tier 1 Click ensures lasting customer relationships. Ready to transform your lead strategy? Contact Tier 1 Click today to enhance leads, convert inquiries, and grow your HVAC business sustainably.
Q&A with Kalei Ip, Chief Operating Officer of Element Care. Kalei Ip, Chief Operating Officer of Element Care, brings over 20 years of healthcare leadership to her role at this leading provider of senior care services. She has driven success in value-based care models, financial operations, and program expansion. As the new COO of Element Care Pace, her top priorities are ensuring operational excellence, strengthening financial performance, and expanding access to interdisciplinary, coordinated care. Kalei is drawn to Element Care's PACE model for its legacy of delivering compassionate, comprehensive care to older adults in Massachusetts. PACE is unique for its holistic approach to healthcare, streamlining all medical care under one roof and reducing hospitalizations, costs, and improving quality of life. Calais plans to apply lessons from leading large-scale initiatives to enhance Element Care's operational model and prepare for strategic growth. She sees technology-enabled care, like remote patient monitoring and AI-powered data analytics, as promising for improving outcomes for older adults. PACE is expected to expand nationally and align incentives across Medicare and Medicaid over the next 5 to 10 years. Calais' advice to emerging healthcare leaders is to prioritize the human element and be willing to challenge the status quo to make a real difference in senior care. NuViz to present B2B last-mile delivery strategies at CSCMP Edge 2025. NuViz, a leader in last-mile transportation management solutions, will be presenting at the upcoming CSCMP Edge 2025 conference alongside partners Ford Motor Company, Geodis, Cencora, and Bart Demoink LLC. The session, How to Build Resilience and Agility in B2B Last Mile, will explore how industry leaders are rethinking last-mile strategies to improve performance and visibility. Speakers include representatives from Ford, Bart Demoink LLC, Cencora, and Geodis, showcasing innovative approaches to B2B delivery networks. Attendees can gain insights on leveraging technology and collaboration to navigate the complexities of last-mile logistics. Visit NuViz's booth at the conference and learn more about their solutions for improving delivery performance and managing disruptions in the logistics landscape.
ITS Logistics, demand for hybrid capacity leads to expansion of drop fleet trailer network. ITS Logistics, a leading third-party logistics provider, has expanded its drop fleet trailer network to meet the growing demand for hybrid capacity in supply chains. This expansion adds thousands of trailers to support dynamic and time-sensitive demand from industries like e-commerce, automotive, and government services. The proprietary network optimization technology and fraud prevention strategies drive the offering's ability to deliver drop capacity anytime, anywhere. This hybrid capacity approach offers shippers the certainty of dedicated equipment and the reach of an extensive carrier network, eliminating hassles like pool rebalancing and idle capacity. ITS Logistics has been recognized for its seamless solution, providing extreme flexibility and scalability to meet customer demands. The company's aggressive fraud prevention practices have resulted in a critical incident rate well below the industry standard at 0.004%. For more information about ITS Logistics drop fleet and comprehensive service offerings, visit their website.
Investor News Breaks, ESG Gold Corp, OTCQB, ESAUF, Z7D, advances construction at Montauban, eyes expansion across the Americas. ES Gold Corp, trading on the CSE under the ticker symbol ESAU, on the OTCQBAUF, and on the FSE as Z7D, is making strides in advancing construction at its Montauban site in eastern Canada. The company is also exploring other potential sites across North and South America for similar recovery and revenue generation. CEO Gordon Robb highlighted the company's unique approach, focusing on production first to monetize overlooked resources before reinvesting in exploration. ES Gold's flagship Montauban property showcases responsible mining practices and district-scale discovery potential, setting a standard for clean mining and exploration innovation.
Q&A with William Gottfried, CEO of PropUp. William Gottfried, CEO and co-founder of PropUp, is reshaping property maintenance with innovative tools like digital boards, mobile inspections, and real-time asset tracking. The partnership with Fortress OS offers seamless integration, improving day-to-day operations by centralizing maintenance tasks and providing visibility to staff and leadership. Residents benefit from low-friction interactions, completing move-in inspections easily, and communicating with property staff. Staff members enjoy AI and automation, reducing manual tasks and streamlining communication. This collaboration sets a new standard for property technology, emphasizing collaboration and connected systems for smarter, more resilient businesses. Mining News Breaks, LaFleur Minerals Inc., LFLR, LFLRF, FSE 3WK0, advances Beacon Gold Mill restart, reports high-grade results from Swanson Deposit. LaFleur Minerals Inc., listed on the CSE, OTCQB, and FSE, is making significant progress with the Beacon Gold Mill and Swanson Gold Deposit in Quebec. The company is finalizing mill maintenance, drilling plans near the historic Beacon Mine, and logistics for production restart supported by a $5 million budget. An independent evaluation confirmed readiness and replacement costs exceeding $71.5 million. LaFleur is also working on a comprehensive PEA due by October 2025. Initial assays from Swanson show high-grade intercepts and extensions, reinforcing the deposit's potential. With a focus on the Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill, LaFleur aims to deliver long-term value in the Abitibi Gold Belt.
TSC Life receives FDA 510K clearance for Fluido AirGuard System, a moderate to high-flow blood and IV fluid warming solution for the prevention of hypothermia. TSC Life has received FDA clearance for its Fluido AirGuard system, a moderate to high-flow blood and IV fluid warmer. The system, designed for emergency care, surgery, ICU, labor and delivery, and trauma cases, provides rapid infusion of warm fluids to prevent hypothermia. With flow rates up to 800 millilitres per min, the system features automatic air detection and IV line clamping to prevent complications like outgassing. TSC Life CEO Parek Curtis stated that transitioning to a direct commercial team in the U.S. has accelerated company growth and allowed for new product launches. The Fluido AirGuard system is a best-in-class solution that prioritizes patient safety and cost efficiency, reflecting TSC Life's commitment to innovative healthcare solutions.
Network news breaks. Game On, Brera Holdings PLC's NASDAQ Brea, MCO strategy draws analyst support. Brera Holdings, a multi-club ownership company, has received an outperform rating from PartnerCap Securities with a price target of $11.50. PartnerCap estimates Brera will generate $15.2 million in revenue in fiscal year 2026, positioning the company within an expanding asset class. The $11.50 target reflects a multiple of 2.25x on those projections, well below the peer average. Brera Holdings PLC is focused on expanding its global portfolio of sports clubs, providing opportunities for tournament prizes, sponsorships, and professional sports-related services.
EFM Global executes 17 air charters in 60 days for film, TV, live events, and music. EFM Global, a leading international logistics consultant, recently executed 17 air charters in just 60 days this summer, more than triple the industry's typical seasonal average. This milestone comes as demand for increased delivery speed grows and logistics costs climb. CEO Gary Morter highlighted the company's commitment to foresight, reliability, and problem-solving. EFM coordinated multiple complex projects, including a major infrastructure build in Saudi Arabia and a charter from Los Angeles to Iceland. The team navigated customs requirements and last-minute challenges across multiple countries, ensuring on-time delivery at every stage. EFM's operational expertise supports large-scale projects and advocates for early logistics integration to drive efficiency. For more information, visit their website.
Solagenics Inc., NASDAQ, strengthens position in CTCL treatment with Hybrite flash results. Solagenics Inc., listed on NASDAQ as SNGX, is strengthening its position in the treatment of cutaneous T-cell lymphoma with the Hybrite flash results. The original flash study enrolled 169 patients across three treatment cycles, with the ongoing flash 2 trial building on those findings while addressing regulatory requirements for confirmatory evidence. Solagenics sees these studies as crucial steps in its regulatory and commercial journey. With statistically significant data already achieved and confirmatory enrollment underway, Solagenics is moving closer to potential regulatory approvals worldwide. The company's mission to advance Hybrite as a new standard of care in CTCL treatment is supported by the results from the pivotal FLASH trial, an ongoing FLASH 2 confirmatory study. Biomed news breaks. NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc., NRxP, receives FDA approval of suitability petition for preservative-free ketamine product. NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc., NRxP, has received FDA approval for its suitability petition for Ketafree EM, a preservative-free ketamine product. This product aims to eliminate toxic additives found in current ketamine offerings. The approval allows for the immediate refiling of the company's abbreviated new drug application. NRX is focused on reshoring sterile drug manufacturing and removing harmful preservatives in line with federal priorities. The ketamine market is estimated at $750 million. Additionally, NRX is developing NRX-100, a non-generic ketamine formulation for suicidal depression and PTSD. For more information, visit NRX Pharmaceuticals newsroom.
Network news breaks. Strawberry Fields REIT, Inc., an American CEO, featured on IBN's Bell to Bell podcast. Strawberry Fields REIT, Strawlidew, CEO Moish Gubin recently appeared on IBN's Bell to Bell podcast, discussing the company's structure, asset mix across 10 states, and leadership team's operating background. Gubin highlighted Strawberry Fields' consistent performance, with 10 years of uninterrupted collection, no loan write-offs, and an 11% annual growth in per-share value. This positions the stock as a conservative investment with steady yield. The company, focused on skilled nursing and healthcare-related properties, owns 142 healthcare facilities with over 15,500 beds in various states. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at httnnw.fm/trw. Network Newswire is a specialized communications platform delivering financial news and content distribution for private and public companies.
Atlas Clear Holdings secures additional $2,000, led by two board members, completing previously announced $5 million in funding. Atlas Clear Holdings has secured an additional $2,000 in funding, led by two board members, completing the previously announced $5 million financing. The company raised a total of $5 million through promissory notes with a 20% original issue discount. Board member Sandip Patel invested $1 million and will join as Chief Financial Officer and General Counsel. Sixth Borough Capital invested $450,000, bringing its total to $950,000. The financing, led by directors, shows confidence in the company's performance. The company aims to bridge traditional finance with newer products like crypto. The latest financial updates will be detailed in the forthcoming 10-K filing on or before September 29th, with an earnings call scheduled for September 30th at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Investor news breaks. Onar Holding Corporation, OTCQB, appoints Kelly Anderson, CPA, as Audit Committee Chair. Onar Holding Corporation, a marketing technology company and network of marketing agencies, has appointed Kelly Anderson, CPA, to its board of directors as chair of the audit committee. With over 25 years of financial leadership and M&A experience, Anderson's appointment strengthens Onar's governance framework as it pursues an acquisition-driven growth strategy and potential uplisting to a national exchange. The company's independent board build-out also includes recent appointees Scott Kaufman, Rada Rod, and Mark Gazit. Onar aims to deliver unparalleled marketing services through an integrated AI-driven approach, working with mid-market and growth stage companies, while actively acquiring agencies to expand its platform. Ballston Spa National Bank and the National Bank of Coxsackie announced strategic combination. Ballston Spa National Bank and the National Bank of Coxsackie have announced a strategic merger of equals, creating a $1.3 billion community bank serving the Greater Capital District. The combined bank will operate under the BSNB charter, with NBC locations known as Coxsackie Bank, a division of Ballston Spa National Bank. The merger will result in a larger market capitalization, increased lending capacity, and expanded product offerings. Shareholders from both sides have approved the transaction, with completion expected in the second quarter of 2026. The combined company aims to provide personalized service, flexibility, and diverse financial products to customers in the capital region.
Soaring gold prices open doors for emerging producers. Gold prices have soared to record highs, attracting attention amid inflation concerns and slowing global growth. Lafleur Minerals Inc. is transitioning to production at the perfect time, owning a fully permitted gold mill and strategic projects in Canada. Other forward-thinking companies like Trifecta Gold Ltd., Amex Exploration Inc., Troilus Gold Corp., and Abcorp Mines Inc. are also ready to benefit from the surge in gold prices. Network Newswire provides financial news and content distribution for companies and investors, offering access to wire solutions, editorial syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit www.networknewswire.com.
Investor news breaks. Masimo Group, NASDAQ, MoMo, integrates Claude AI into Oracle NetSuite ERP to enhance efficiency and growth. Masimo Group, a manufacturer and distributor of power sports vehicles and boats, has integrated Claude AI into its Oracle NetSuite ERP systems to streamline workflows and enhance collaboration across departments. This deployment is expected to accelerate product development cycles, improve supply chain coordination, and deliver more responsive customer support, ultimately advancing Masimo's growth strategy and enhancing shareholder value. Headquartered in Texas, Masimo Group offers a full lineup of UTVs, ATVs, and mini bikes for outdoor adventure, dedicated to providing high-performance, reliable, and affordable vehicles for consumers across the United States.
The dollar is sliding. Here's how Wall Street is positioning now. Gold has hit record highs in 2025, outperforming major indices like the S&P 500 and NASDAQ, driven by a weaker U.S. dollar. Goldman Sachs predicts gold could reach $3,700 by year-end and $4,000 by mid-2026, possibly hitting $4,500 if investors move from the dollar to bullion. ES Gold Corp stands out as a junior player with growth potential, supported by permits and funding for production in 2026. Other notable mining firms include Kinross Gold Corp, Anglo Gold Ashanti PLC, Equinox Gold Corp, and Royal Gold Inc., all focused on leveraging expertise in the current cycle. For more information, visit networknewswire.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.